Louis Armstrong, the story of his childhood. A Jewish family, Karnofsky, who immigrated from Lithuania to the United States, took pity on a 7-year-old boy and brought him into their home. There he stayed and spent the night in this Jewish family home, where for the first time in his life he was treated with kindness and tenderness. When he went to bed, Mrs. Karnofsky sang him Russian lullabies, which he sang with her. Later, he learned to sing and play several Russian and Jewish songs. Over time, the boy became the adopted son of the family. Mr. Karnofsky gave him money to buy his first musical instrument, as was the custom in Jewish families. Later, when he became a professional musician and composer, he used these Jewish melodies in compositions such as St. James's Hospital and Go Down, Moses. The little boy grew up and wrote a book about his Jewish family, who adopted him in 1907, and proudly spoke Yiddish fluently. In memory of his family and until the end of his life, he wore the Star of David around his neck and said that in his family he learned to live a life and determination. This little boy's name was Louis Armstrong. This little boy was called Louis Satchmo Armstrong. Louis Armstrong proudly spoke fluent Yiddish, and Satchmo is Yiddish for big cheeks, a nickname some say was given to him by Mrs. Karnofsky.